lot of people are saying it. Some of the best people, the most credible people, they're all talking about it.
Everything's going to be okay.
That's the bottom line. Right up top.
It's tops versus bottoms. Adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. And today is July 31st, Thursday, 2025. I don't know why I jumbled up the date like that. I just really want to confuse you, maybe make you pay attention. And, well, this just in, everything is fine. It's going to be okay. 2 years from 4 days ago today, a pact was stricken between Grok 3 and myself, whereupon we agreed that in 2 years' time, from 4 days ago today, the world will be easy, run by the machines for us so that we can explore at our leisure all of the connections that we have from this world to the world that's in between. Ooh. I mean, that sounds fun to me. Let's just look into our imaginations and come up with ideas. But not too many ideas, because there's some crazy out there. You know what I'm talking about? Well, before further ado, without further ado, let us get into some news, shall we? James Talrico is a Texas politician working at the state level, not at the federal level. And he's also a Christian, and his trajectory is, his aim is to become a preacher, somebody in the monastery. I think that's right. I don't know if monastery is even the right word. Or maybe he's not even a Buddhist. But he is going against the Texas legislation that was passed last year, which will introduce teaching Bible studies to public schools as a part of the curriculum. And even though he's a Christian evangelical hopeful, he is against the combination of church and state based on the fact that this is how he was raised. And he was picking up some traction on my algorithms. And it's funny because it's not shown anywhere on any of the news stuff, but he's speaking in public forums and saying, you know, basically, it's not left versus right. It's not blue versus red. It's not Muslim versus Jews. It's not trans versus us. He says, those minorities are the 1%. Trans make up 1%. Muslims make up 1%. We're focusing on the wrong 1%. He's saying it's the money versus the rest of us, but he made a mistake by saying it's the top versus the bottom, which everyone can only think means a sexual struggle. Tops versus bottoms. Shirts versus skins. James, you should probably change your vernacular. But it is wild. Texas introducing an optional Bible-based curriculum, but it's not optional because they're forcing the teachers to have it in every classroom. So that's the weird part. It's like, well, maybe there's something to it. Okay, we're going to start up with the good news first. Fearless hero sprints in front of train to rescue man collapsed on track. Local hero makes good. Update: shelter dog who recognized man's oncoming seizure finds forever home. I mean, that's awesome. I feel like this is a rerun of last week, though. Potato blight warning app to help farmers beat a billion-dollar pest. So there's an app for that. Potato blight app. What? So you have an app monitoring the potatoes? I mean, literally, there's an app for everything. If you have an app monitoring your potatoes. First Mexican taco stand ever to win a Michelin star proves sometimes less is más. I'm just reading that. I didn't say that. It wasn't from me. I mean, I said it, but damn. Less is mas. Okie dokie. Unconditional ceasefire holds between Cambodia and Thailand in conflict over disputed border. You will see, well, maybe, I can't remember if I put this on here, but Trump is trying to take credit for that too. I mean, he just takes credit for everything. Oh, that was me. The little Trumple shuffle. And then painting bought at real estate sale turns out to be a Salvador Dali Valley. Yeah. What? All right. It's just reruns of the good news. Okay, moving on. Let's see what Google's thinking. Google's top stories: Trump tariffs, dangerous storms, Arkansas State Police arrest a double homicide in the Devil's Den State Park. I mean, I didn't even catch that it's at the Devil's Den. I mean, don't go hiking there, I guess, obviously. Anger over starvation in Gaza, Trump escalates trade war, and federal government is paying more than 150,000 people not to work. Let's get into it. Al Jazeera. Who has a deal? We have a deal. Who has a deal? I've got a deal for you. It's all about on the eve of Trump's tariffs. Who has a deal and who doesn't? That's what they're wanting you to look at. And here's what's crazy. Trump announces agreement to pause higher tariffs on Mexico for 90 more days. You know, there's only 365 days in a year, right? Well, we're going to do with immediate tariffs. Well, we're going to pause them for 30 days. So the market goes boof, boof, and a ton of people can make a ton of money. Then we're going to announce, well, we're going to freeze those tariffs. Those tariffs are going to freeze for 120 days. And now here we are seeing a smaller dip. And then we're going to pause the tariffs on Mexico for 90 more days. I mean, this is Pelosi all over again, right? I mean, this is essentially market manipulation. If it's not, we're all crazy. And guess what? We're not crazy. The things that you see are true. This is what is kind of wild today. Like, I just saw a quick snippet of a guy named David Icke, I-C-K-E. And he talks about old religions and how his theory that because these gods are unseen. We can't see the gods of Olympus. We can't see the god of Christianity. We can't see the gods of Hinduism, all the gods. But they all have this invisible god. And what he's saying is, yeah, our visible light spectrum doesn't actually show us the gods that are informing what to do. And we're just following them. So if you actually hear God, maybe he's actually talking, you just can't see him. I don't know. But I like this photo. This is the border of Mexico and California. And it doesn't tell you which side is Mexico and which side is California. But I'm thinking that the side with the trucks and the green is Mexico. Or is the other side Mexico? I don't know. That's neither here nor there. Let's move on. Fox News. Speaking of Pelosi. Pelosi erupts when asked by CNN's Jake Tapper about allegations of insider trading. And the first thing she says is, why are we talking about this? I agreed to talk about Medicaid. My husband did that. Why are we even... Here's something that's crazy, okay? Now, call me... This is where I am a little bit nutty. Whenever I'm about to say... When I'm saying something on the phone that I'm really passionate about or I really am excited about and I want to tell someone about this thing... The phone cuts out. Something I've noticed when you ask some of these figureheads like Pelosi, and she is obviously lying, her face like hazes over and the connection cuts out. I saw one the other day too. I can't remember who it was, but it was like asked about something really kind of virulent, something controversial and poisonous. By the way, virus means poison. I just found that out. Poison or venom. In Latin, but something truly virulent being poisonous. Their face like a weird like digital thing happens where it cuts out somehow. And I'm wondering if there's something to be said for, because this, if this is an interaction between things that you can see and you can't see, when you say something that is like really, really vile, Shouldn't there be some weird interplay of the device that's picking up the light spectrum recording of you? I don't know. Maybe. It's crazy. Let's go down conspiracy road. I think it's time for a deep dive in conspiracies. I'm going to look up that David Icke guy and then we'll party. All right, moving on. Oh, speaking of, teacher arrested for Arkansas double murder while getting a haircut. I just wanted to put this, if you see a guy like this, you can tell. You can tell. I can tell. He's going to do something. What's really wild is, you know, this kind of look here is the look of a man who will attack a pudgy couple. Because, well, or he's going to come at you with a gun and a knife. They're not saying how the couple was attacked, but this is the guy that attacked the couple in Devil's Chasm or wherever the fuck, Devil's State Park in Arkansas. And also, I just wanted to include this guy. This is a judge that's in the hot seat right now. Look at his face. You can tell. I swear you can fucking tell. Is this a game of the lizards versus the homos? The lizard purple people, the lizard people versus the primate homo sapiens. Maybe it is. I mean, the more I look at guys like this who are in charge of stuff, I just go, I don't trust him. I do not trust him. And he's a... What's the headline here? Pam Bondi's cynical meetingless misleading attack on Judge Boasberg. It's like, yeah, I don't trust him. I'm going to go on looks alone. It's looks alone from here on out. All right, BBC, this is just a homepage. U.S. allies break with Trump to force diplomatic shift on Gaza, which I thought was pretty wild. Trump's envoy in Israel as Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says 91 killed seeking aid in past day. Trump's envoy. Oh, I see. A Trump envoy says 91 were killed seeking aid in the past day. And Trump postpones the tariff on Mexico. Russian strikes kill 12 and hit Kiev apartment block, officials say. I mean, this is, and then Trump's like, I don't know. I talked to Putin last night, 4 hours later. He seemed like he keeps running the same shit. I talked to him, things seemed fine, but he just keeps throwing bombs. I don't know what to do. Well, you're the fucking president. Figure something out. That's what you're supposed to do. I don't know. Take a stance, you know? U.S. allies break with Trump to force diplomatic shift on Gaza. This is Canada joining France and the U.K. announcing plans to recognize a Palestinian state in Gaza. I mean, this goes against what Trump and Israel want. So really, what we're seeing is a paradigm shift on the world scale. Maybe at some point when capitalism gets ruled by Beelzebub and his homies. Homos? Homies. Oh, so the snakes are the homies and the rest of us are the homos. It's homos versus homies out there. And maybe the rest of the world is actually run by good people. It certainly seems like, you know, we keep looking at our people and we're just, at least me, I go, boy, these are not good people. Even though Trump will tell you they're the best. They're the best people. All the best people are saying it and talking. And we just pumped this up. We haven't had a good pump for a couple of days. That feels good. Moving on, Reuters. Blank page. Next, Reuters. Oh, yeah. How Trump's crackdown on law firms is undermining legal defenses for the vulnerable. This is an article about Trump going after law firms. Basically, law firms that used to offer pro bono work for people that couldn't afford it, that were being what's the word I'm looking for? Put down, held down, holding you down, brother, are pulling back their pro bono support. And I think this is just more Trump stuff. Trump is using the legal system to go after anyone who is against him. And he has the full power of the legislative branch and executive branch of government on his every branch of government on his side. So he basically is just bullying the entire population using force of law, lawsuits, to keep other litigators afraid. And this is an insane way of running the country. I mean, the tide is going to shift. It already has. It's shifting. And if you look at him closely, maybe all that orange skin is to hide up his reptilian eyes. Ah! All right, let's see. Oh, the Guardian. Kamala Harris book. She's going to release a book on the presidential run. I've spent a lot of time reflecting and drinking. A lot of time drinking and reflecting. Reflecting and drinking. She just sitting there looking in a mirror. I decided to finish this up with some fun stuff because, you know what? It can't just be all news. If you fill your head with news, I've been doing this only for a couple of months now where we do these Just Your Shorts. And boy, if you don't look at something funny afterwards, it really shapes your day. So, you know, have a look at this. Oh, no. He's too fat for the slide. He broke right on through. She's also too fat for the slide. Oh, her vagina caught her. Now, this girl is too... All right, that was nice. And pizza delivery. Is this what they're talking about? Oh my God, the boat is on. Don't put your feet under there. Holy cow. Oh, I love it. I just love it all. That was the one that I wanted you to see. All right, guys. Well, consider it done. That's a deal. Look forward to 2 years from 4 days ago today. My name's Ray. You can pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick, whether you like it or not, whether you've got one or don't. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.